So, we of course know that companies are often looking for ways to attract new customers. And one of the ways companies can try to attract customers is through a practice called cross-promotion. When two companies form a partnership and agree to help advertise one another's products or services. Now, typically, these partnerships are formed between companies that sell related products or services. And if done well, cross-promotion can result in more customers and more sales for both companies involved. So let's look at a couple ways companies can use cross-promotion. Okay, so one way of using cross-promotion involves offering discounts, where the two companies offer their existing customers deals on each other's products. By offering discounts, it increases the chance that the customers of one company might be willing to try products or services from the other company, and eventually they might become loyal customers of both companies. For example, there's a supermarket nearby that offers its customers a coupon for a discount on cooking classes at a local culinary school. And that cooking school gives their students a coupon for that supermarket to encourage them to buy their ingredients there. Sharing space is another way companies can use cross-promotion. This means two companies do business from the same location. So while the customers of one company are doing business, they'll become aware of the other company's products or services. And because the companies are related in some way, customers are pretty likely to consider making purchases from both companies. For example, you've probably noticed that a lot of hotels have restaurants inside them. And the result is that many hotel guests tend to eat at the restaurant in their hotel, since it's really convenient. And people are also more likely to choose a hotel where they know they'll have something to eat.